the corn was planted on the side of the potato bed, and by the time the corn was a foot and a half high, you were digging your potatoes and pulling the hill toward the corn. And then you planted running beans close to the stalk of the corn. So before the corn stalk rotted away, your beans had matured, you had already harvested your corn, and you were then harvesting beans from the corn stalk. So there was three crops that had to be treated, but only by hand labor could that be done. The machines now haven't been computed to handle these different things.
Okay. How about a large round fruit that grows on the ground that you make pie out of around Halloween time?
Pumpkin.
Okay.
Pumpkin, you would call it, but it's pumpkin to us. And okay. Many varieties, it will kill the soil if you allow it to grow two or three seasons and you don't refertilize your soil. But pumpkin fusa was a dessert that we had as children. It was stewed pumpkin, sweetened with granulated sugar, and you used cinnamon or nutmeg on the top, and you were served only a small portion. It tasted similar to the pie filling used in pumpkin pies, but with the addition of the cinnamon or the nutmeg, it to us was very delicious because we were denied the sweets of the children of today.
Okay. What kind of corns do you eat on the cob?
Sweet corn or white corn, and grits must be made from white corn to be the best. The yellow or feed corn grits has a different taste completely, but field corn, the white field corn picked just before maturity, is good like sweet corn. The kernels are tender.
Okay, and when the corn grows and these long things, what are
tassel.
They called?
Okay. It tassels. Popcorn occasionally is grown with a black ear of corn. And the kernels, when they pop, completely turn inside out, and you see no black at all from a solid black kernel.
Okay, how about the kind of small yellow crook-necked vegetable?
Squash. Okay. Stewed squash is also very good, and as they say, it is good for you.
Okay. How about the fruit that's red on the inside, big, and green on the outside, and has a lot of black pits?
Many varieties of it. In the middle of the summer, it's delicious. You must get with it to enjoy it as watermelon. The heart of the fruit is the best, so you don't have to spit out seeds, but it is better to be outdoors when you eat it so you can spit the seeds on the ground. You don't have to account for them. Go to the field early morning before the sun gets on your watermelon and put it in the shade or put it down in the water well to keep it cool. And at noon, get it, slice it, and eat only the heart because you've got enough of it, and throw the rest of it to the hogs. Now, the old-fashioned watermelon had a lot of white rind, and this could be cooked in sugar syrup and crystallized, and it made a very nice candy, crystallized watermelon rind. But the new varieties of watermelon don't have enough rind to do that. They